Hi, I'm Beryl Bender-Birch, and this is Yoga Nidra for Relaxation. The wonderful practice of Yoga Nidra is generally done lying down. So if this is possible for you, find a nice, warm, comfortable spot on a rug, on your yoga mat, perhaps with a blanket over yourself. You're going to be lying on your back with your arms at your sides, palms face up. Your feet want to be about hip-width apart with your legs just rolling out, feet falling open. If you're more comfortable, you might want to place a bolster or a pillow under your knees to elevate your legs slightly. Generally, the head is flat on the floor, but again, if you're more comfortable, you can put a very thin pillow or just a small folded-up blanket under your head. Be aware to keep your head level so that your chin and your forehead are level with one another. Back of your neck long and comfortable. If restlessness occurs or some discomfort during the practice, there's no harm in moving to adjust your body to find a new position that's more comfortable, but ideally, you want to come into a position now where you can feel as if you will never need to move again. So go ahead and settle in. Allow yourself to just relax into this moment. You're going to only maintain awareness of hearing, listening to my voice, and feeling sensations in your body as they arise. If thoughts disturb you, don't worry. Just bring your attention back and again, listen to the sound of my voice. If you feel a little itch or something taking your attention, go ahead and itch that itch and get it over with, and then just settle in again. Don't try to concentrate. Don't try to control your breath. You're simply going to allow yourself to drop down into a deep state of relaxation. Your body will be sleeping, but your mind will be awake. Say to yourself, I will not fall asleep. I will remain awake. Take a deep breath now and feel the coolness, the calmness of this position just spreading out into your body. And as you breathe, imagine that you're just melting into the floor. Yoga Nidra begins now. Bring your attention to the place where the back of your head is touching the floor. And imagine that you're going to create an impression in the floor or in the rug where you're lying, where your head is going to rest as if you were on a sandy beach. And you're going to actually go ahead and activate the muscles in your neck that will enable you to just press your head very gently back into the floor, creating an impression in the floor where you're going to allow your head to rest. And now relax that effort and let your head just be cradled in that slight indentation that you've created through that muscular effort. Bring your awareness now to your right arm. And go ahead and activate the muscles in that arm and just push that arm down into the floor, creating an impression in the mat underneath you or the rug underneath you. That's just going to perfectly match the shape of your arm and hold your arm in that place. And now relax that effort and just allow your arm to rest in that impression you've created. Bring your awareness to your left arm and go ahead and push that arm down into the floor, go ahead and actually activate the muscles and just push a little harder, creating an impression in the floor. And now relax that effort and allow that arm to rest in that impression. Now bring your awareness to your right leg. Go all the way down to the right heel and just activating the muscles in the right leg. Push that right heel down into the floor, pushing a little harder, creating that impression in the floor where your leg is going to rest. And now relax that leg. And allow that leg to rest in that hollow that you've just molded into the floor. And now bring your awareness over to your left leg, doing the same thing. Activate the muscles in that leg, push down, push through the left heel, push a little bit harder. And now relax that effort and allow that leg to just rest in the impression that you've created in the floor. Be aware now of your entire body resting in this perfectly molded hollow that you have created to hold yourself gently while you experience Yoga Nidra. And now is the time when we're going to take a moment to set what's called in yoga a sankalpa, or set a resolve. This is a clear and precise, positive, first-person statement that might represent a place or a situation or a condition that you would like to bring about for yourself. It might be, my mind and body are in perfect balance. It might be, I am committed to perfect health. Or, I will be more aware and efficient. I will awaken to my spiritual potential. Take a moment to create a statement for yourself. Choose just one. Don't make a huge production out of coming up with what you're going to use for today. Just pick one statement. Take a moment to think about this. Don't hurry. Just, I am committed to living a life of perfect health, or whatever you choose to create. Once you select your statement, don't change it. Don't have second thoughts about it. Whatever you've selected will be fine for today. Now repeat that statement to yourself 3 times. And now allow that statement to just melt away, melting down through your arms and legs and just dissipating into your entire body. Bring your awareness now to your breath. Notice the rising and falling of your breath. Where in your body are you feeling your breath? Gently notice the rising and falling of the abdomen. Just be the observer of your breath. You're not trying to control it, not engaging, not analyzing the breath, simply noticing the breath. Allowing the breath to go on gently without any effort on your part. Now we're going to move the awareness through the whole body. I'm going to mention a part of your body, and you're just going to touch down like a butterfly landing on a flower. Touch down, and then alight again, move on to the next flower, and touch down again. And as I mention the part of your body, just bring your awareness there, and then lift off and move on to the next part of your body. So if you like, bring your attention to the thumb in your right hand, the second finger of your right hand, the right third finger, right fourth finger, the pinky finger, the palm of your right hand, the right wrist, the right forearm, the right elbow, the right upper arm, the right shoulder, the right armpit, the side of the right chest, the right waist, the right hip, your right thigh, the right kneecap, the right calf, the right ankle, the top of the right foot, the right heel, the bottom of the right foot, the right big toe, the second toe, the third toe, the fourth toe, and the little toe. The left hand, the thumb of the left hand, the second finger, the third finger on the left hand, the left fourth finger, the left pinky finger, the left wrist, the left forearm, the left elbow, left upper arm, the left shoulder, the left armpit, the left waist, the left hip, the left thigh, the left kneecap, the left calf, the left ankle, the top of the left foot, the heel of the left foot, the bottom of the left foot, the left big toe, the second toe, the third toe, the fourth toe, the fifth toe. Bring your awareness now to the right toes, the right big toe, the second toe, the third toe, the fourth toe, the fifth toe, the top of the foot, the sole of the foot, the heel of the right foot, the right ankle, right calf, right kneecap, right thigh, the right hip, the right waist, the right armpit, right shoulder, right upper arm, right elbow, the lower arm, the right wrist, the back of the right hand, the palm of the right hand, the right thumb, the right forefinger, the middle finger, the fourth finger, and the pinky finger. The left big toe, the second toe, the left third toe, the left fourth toe, the left fifth toe, the top of the left foot, the sole of the left foot, the heel, the left ankle, the calf, left kneecap, the left thigh, the hip, the left waist, the side of the left chest, left armpit, left shoulder, left upper arm, left elbow, the left lower arm, the left wrist, the back of the left hand, the palm of the left hand, the left thumb, the left forefinger, the left middle finger, the fourth finger, the fifth finger, the right temple, the right eye, the right cheek, the right ear, the right side of the neck, the left temple, the left eye, the left cheek, the left ear, the left side of the neck, the right nostril, the left nostril, the whole of the face, the top of the head, the whole front of the face, the whole back of the head, the whole back of the body, the whole back of the body, the whole front of the body, the whole front of the body, the whole body all together. Bring your awareness to the whole body all together. Imagine now that you can see yourself from the outside as if you were sitting on a tiny cloud and lifted up out of your body, and you were looking down at yourself, and you could see your entire body resting peacefully, quietly, in this place, in this safe and comfortable place, lying quietly on the floor. Notice how peaceful you appear. Smile at yourself. Enjoy this picture that you create of yourself resting gently, peacefully on the floor in deep relaxation. Bring your awareness now once again to your breath. Become aware of your breathing. Notice how the breath moves in and out of the body. Follow your breath without changing it, without engaging, without trying to control the breath. Where do you feel the breath moving in your body, in your chest, in your abdomen? Wherever you feel it, see if you can get in touch with that very gentle movement of the breath moving in and out. Perhaps you feel the movement in the navel area, and you can watch the rising and the falling of your belly. Bring your awareness now to the point at the tip of your nostrils and imagine the breath, imagine the air waiting just outside the entrance to the nostrils, waiting to be breathed in. Imagine that you can just go there and notice that air, and that you can now experience that air as it moves in through the nostrils, traveling in through the nasal passages, traveling up and over the top of the nasal passage and traveling down the airway into the lungs. Imagine that you're small enough to actually travel with these tiny little oxygen molecules, and that you can catch a ride and be drawn up into the nostrils up through the nasal passages and down into the lungs, where you're swirling around, tumbling around with all the oxygen molecules. Able to look at the inside of the lungs, seeing the pink and healthy lining of your lungs, watching carbon dioxide molecules being exhaled, oxygen molecules being inhaled, seeing that exchange of fresh new prana, fresh new breath coming into the lungs. And old energy, old prana, the byproduct of metabolism being exhaled out of the lungs, being a part of this miraculous transfer of energy and nutrients coming into the body, and unwanted material being breathed out. Take a moment to just be in the lungs. Enjoying this wonderful journey. And now imagine that you can hop off the ride that you've been taking on the oxygen molecule, and you can search around, find a little carbon dioxide molecule to jump onto. As your very tiny little self, now catch on to this carbon dioxide molecule, and you're going to take the return journey back out of the lungs, up the airway, over the very peak of the nasal cavity, and out through the nostrils, out into the world. Joining all the particles and waves and atoms that circulate and exchange with one another all around you. Floating through the room, drifting here and there, melting down around your body, rising up into the air of the room. Bring your awareness now to this air in the room, this air that surrounds you and holds your body. See if you can feel all the places where the air is touching your skin. Perhaps on your arms or your feet or your face. Notice how gently the air touches you and holds you safely and sweetly. Bring your awareness now to your sense of smell. Perhaps there's a smell that lingers in the room. Perhaps the smell of flowers. Or the smell of someone cooking. Or smell left over from earlier in the day. Notice how subtle your sense of smell can become when you really give it your attention. Don't engage with the smell. Don't try and analyze it. Don't let it take you out of your relaxation. Just notice. Not a good smell, not a bad smell, just there in the air. Bring your awareness now to your sense of taste. Perhaps there's a taste lingering in your mouth, left over from breakfast or lunch or dinner. Can you notice the taste without needing to identify it? Let it just be an awareness. A taste that lingers in your mouth. that you're able to objectively notice without engaging or creating any disturbance in your relaxation. Now bring your awareness to your sense of hearing, noticing any sounds that you might hear. Let your consciousness expand out as far as possible. What is the sound you hear that is the greatest distance away? Can you hear people moving? Can you hear traffic on the road outside, passing by? Birds singing? Perhaps a plane flying overhead. Scan the horizon. See how far away you can hear. Listen to the sound. Keep your attention connected to the sound that you hear, the sound of my voice. Not sleeping, just aware. What is the sound you hear that is closest to you? Let your consciousness come all the way in, drawing in your awareness. What do you hear that is very close by? Sometimes we can feel our heart beating after strenuous activity. Can you actually hear the sound of your heart beating if you listen carefully? Notice how you are able to expand your awareness out and contract your awareness in, that we can take our consciousness out to the very farthest reaches of the universe, and we can bring our consciousness into the tiniest spaces between subatomic particles. In very advanced states of yoga nidra, we're able to go in both of these directions simultaneously, expanding out and contracting in. Be with your awareness. Just rest in this awareness. Enjoy this time to be still and conscious. Now I'm going to give you a series of images, a series of pictures that you can visualize. I will go through them fairly quickly, and you will bring to mind the image, and then again, just touch down and go on to the next image as I go through them. Let yourself just rest for a moment and then move on to the next picture. A flickering candle, a weeping willow tree, an angel, a lightning bolt, a very tall palm tree, clouds in the sky, clothes hanging on a clothesline blowing in the wind, a windmill, a cat sleeping, a full moon, a starlight night, a dog sitting in a yard, an elephant with her baby walking on the African plains, a sunrise, waves breaking on a beach, a person walking on a beach, a horse running, a seashell, a spider web, a monkey in a tree, the sandy bank of a wide river, a boat sailing on the water, a church, chimney smoke rising from an old house, a deer crossing a road, Mount Everest, snow falling, a pineapple, a yogi sitting in deep meditation, an image of the Buddha, an image of Christ showing compassion, wildflowers in a field, wildflowers in a field. Imagine yourself in a field filled with wildflowers, smelling the scent of the flowers, hearing the sounds around you, feeling the warm sun on your skin. And now once again, draw back your sankalpa, bring back your resolution, and form that sentence in your mind's eye. Pull it back out of the body where it melted earlier in the Yoga Nidra practice. Pull it back together, form it back into a sentence, and place it on the screen of your mind's eye. See the image of the sentence and then repeat it again to yourself 3 times. And now let that resolve penetrate every cell in your body. Let it be now. Let it be manifest. Let it entrain with your heart and soul. Every part of your being is in tune with your resolve. Relaxing all your effort, once again being aware of your body lying here on the floor in this lovely impression in the floor that you have created for your rest. Feeling the body, having awareness of the body, let your mind now begin to move to the outside world. Noticing the sounds around you. Becoming aware of your natural breath. Slowly beginning to rise up from the depth of your rest. Awareness of your whole body, lying totally relaxed on the floor. Becoming aware of the floor. Now imagine what effort of will it might take for you to begin to move the fingers in your right arm. Don't actually move yet, but just imagine what message your brain needs to send to the muscles of your right fingers and your right hand to begin that movement, how will you initiate that very first movement? You might be feeling very heavy now, like you might possibly not be able to move. But you're going to generate an impulse that is going to go ahead and send the message to your right hand that now it's okay to begin to move those right fingers. And now go ahead and actually activate that message, that impulse, and let those fingers begin to move. And notice how it feels to move your fingers in the air that surrounds the body, perhaps moving the wrist or the palm of your hand. And now go over to the other side of your body and take a moment first to imagine what message you're going to need to send to bring about that movement in your left fingers and your left hand. See what that feels like. And now go ahead and actually send that message. So the fingers begin to move. Fingers begin to curl. Palm begins to feel the sensation of movement. Let that movement now in both arms continue. So the wrists begin to move. Perhaps you begin to bend your arms at the elbows. Taking a deep breath, letting that movement get bigger. And now beginning to notice that the toes and the foot of the right leg and the toes and the foot of the left leg are beginning to move. And let that movement become bigger so that you perhaps are even able at this point to bring your knees up to your chest. Take your time, slowly bring your attention back to waking consciousness, keeping your eyes closed. Very important to still have your eyes closed. Perhaps hugging your knees with your arms. Again, having a big, deep breath, having a stretch, having a yawn. And when you're ready, returning with your eyes closed to a seated position. Yoga Nidra ends now. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. And may you live with ease. Thank you for taking this time for yourself, for your practice of Yoga Nidra. Namaste.